In the early morning hours of December 30th, 1999, the body of Kathy Freeman was found in the trailer home she lived in with her family, outside of Welch, Oklahoma. A day later, the charred remains of her husband, Danny, were found just feet away. Both had been shot to death, and their remains had been left behind in the trailer before it was doused in an accelerant and set ablaze. Missing from the scene, however, was Danny and Kathy's teenage daughter, Ashley, who had been celebrating her 16th birthday the night before with her friend, Laura Bible. As the scope of this crime scene began to include the past of family patriarch Danny Freeman, it became apparent that this crime was as violent as it was mysterious. And it included not only the shooting deaths of both Danny and Kathy Freeman, but the abduction of teenagers Ashley Freeman and Laura Bible. For over 18 years, the loved ones of these two families have had to struggle with unanswered questions and endless speculation. When I first brought you this story, back in January of this year, 2018, newly elected Craig County Sheriff Heath Winfrey had announced a promising update for this case. After taking office, he and his officers had found an office crate full of abandoned notes and documents pertaining to the county's biggest case, the unsolved Freeman and Bible affair from almost 20 years beforehand. Now, just a few months later, it seems like this find has actually begun to bear some fruit.
Okay, test, test, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, everybody good? Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, okay. My name's Michelle Lowry. I'm the spokesperson for District Attorney Matt Ballard, which covers Craig, Mays, and Rogers counties. I want to give you just a quick briefing on what is going to happen here today. I'm going to begin with the titles and names of the three officials who are going to be giving the official statements, and in the order that they'll be speaking to you. First, we will have Craig County District Attorney Matt Ballard, last name spelled B-A-L-L-A-R-D. Second, we're going to have the OSBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Angela Spurlock, spelling A-U-N-G-E-L-A, S-P-U-R-L-O-C-K. And Craig County Sheriff Heath Winfrey, last name W-I-N-F-R-E-Y. Each official will give a statement, and I will provide you with copies of those statements at the conclusion of their comments. Given this is an ongoing case, there will be no question and answer unless any of the members of the family choose to do so, okay? Following the statements, we will also provide you all with copies of the court filings. They are not filed of record as of right now. Throughout the court filings, you will see initials used for many of the witnesses. The reason for this is they are cooperating witnesses. And because of the nature of the crimes and the ongoing investigation, there is a need to protect identities, and that will remain the practice going forward. Above all, we ask that you keep your focus on Ashley and Laura and their families. Focus on the need to locate their remains in order to bring a measure of both peace and justice, not just to the families, but for this entire community. And so right now, I would like to introduce our district attorney, Matt Ballard.
Good afternoon. I'm Craig County District Attorney Matt Ballard. For 18 years, the community in Craig County, including many members of the media, have followed the case of the deaths of Danny and Kathy Freeman, the mysterious disappearance of their 16-year-old daughter, Ashley Freeman, and Ashley's friend, 16-year-old Laura Bible, and the arson of the Freeman family home. Yesterday, there was an arrest in the case. OSBI investigator Tammy Ferrari and my SVU investigator Gary Stansel, through incredible police work, identified three perpetrators, two of whom have since died since the beginning of the investigation. Today, charges were filed against Ronnie Dean Busick, who by law is presumed innocent of the charges. Mr. Busick is charged with acting in concert with two other men as follows. four counts of first-degree murder for killing Kathy Freeman, Danny Freeman, Ashley Freeman, and Laura Bible. Two counts of kidnapping for the abductions of Ashley Freeman and Laura Bible, and a final count of first-degree arson for setting fire to the Freeman home. The other two perpetrators identified during the most recent course of the investigation are Warren Philip Welch II, more commonly known as Phil Welch, and David A. Pennington. Again, Mr. Welch and Mr. Pennington died during the course of this investigation. Members of Ashley and Laura's families were briefed this morning regarding the arrest, charges, and details brought to light by investigators Ferrari and Stansel. Here again, I want to extend my condolences to the girls' families. They've learned these young ladies' final days were certainly horrific, and today's announcement no doubt comes as little solace to their grief. We're standing together, releasing this statement, however, because we believe there are people with knowledge of this crime who can assist in recovering the girls' bodies and bring some closure to the families. As set forth in the affidavit for arrest warrant, Phil Welch, Dave Pennington, and Ronnie Busick killed Mr. and Mrs. Freeman, abducted the teenage girls, and set fire to the Freeman home. Information is also filed with the affidavit, revealing the girls were kept alive for an unknown number of days following the fire, that Polaroid photographs of the girls in their final days were seen by multiple people, and Welch, Pennington, and Busick made many statements to multiple people about the crimes during their lives. Although the criminal case against Mr. Busick has commenced, we must stay focused on the recovery of Ashley and Laura for the sake of the families and our entire community. I'll now turn the podium over to Angela Spurlock, who will speak on behalf of the OSBI. Thank you. There were Polaroid photographs of the girls in their final days were seen by multiple people. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Angela Spurlock. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Northeast Regional Office. The tragic homicide of Danny and Kathy Freeman on December 30th, 1999, and the subsequent search for their daughter Ashley Freeman and her friend Laura Bible began the investigation that has lasted almost two decades and brings us here today. During this time, countless hours have been spent interviewing witnesses, conducting searches, and thousands of miles have been driven following up on leads. Various investigative techniques have been utilized over this time, including polygraph, underwater cameras, cadaver dogs, site excavation, and drones, to name only a few. While there have certainly been challenges with regard to this case, there have also been great successes. OSBI agent Tammy Ferrari and District 12 District Attorney's Investigator Gary Stansel each have remained passionate to this case from the moment they became involved. They should be commended for their tenacity and their dedication. However, it is not one person or one event that solely brings us here today. The charges that were filed in Craig County District Court against Ronnie Dean Busick, who remains in custody outside of Oklahoma, would not have been wholly possible were it not for the teamwork and commitment of multiple agencies and investigators that have touched this case over the years. We are grateful for their assistance. On behalf of the OSBI, I would like to express our sympathy and our gratitude to the families of all of those that have been so profoundly affected by the events that have surrounded these days and this investigation. Their patience, their unwavering strength, their willingness to communicate and keep the lines open with agents and investigators throughout this process has been tremendous. We recognize that this has been and remains most difficult for them. While today is a day for each of us to acknowledge the significance of why we are here today, the charges that were filed for murder, kidnapping, and arson against Busick in no way represent the end to this investigation. The OSBI will continue to keep this case as a priority, as will each agency that's represented and speaking here to you today. We will not rest until Ashley and Laura are brought home to their families. We are encouraging anyone that has information with regards to this case to contact the OSBI at 1-800-522-8017 or by email at tips@osbi.ok.gov. We remind everybody that there is a private reward that is still standing in the amount of $50,000. At this time, I would like to turn the podium over and introduce you to Craig County Sheriff Heath Winfrey, who will speak on behalf of his agency. Thank you.
Before I get started, I too, on behalf of my agency, want to express our condolences to the family. Since taking office 15 months ago, it's been a goal of our administration to help bring those involved in these crimes to justice and locate Lori Bible and Ashley Freeman. Today is a major step toward that goal was taken with the arrest of Ronnie Busick. We want to convey to everyone we will not stop working until we bring Lori and Ashley home. We're asking for any information that will help us find the girls who have been missing for more than 18 years. We will never quit searching, and we will do what is necessary to bring them home to their families. The main investigators in this most recent phase of the Bible Freeman case have found witnesses that prove that three co-defendants talked a lot. There was physical evidence in the form of photos, and we can be certain several people out there could come forward right now and tell us where to find Ashley and Lori. Many people, including the families, have put countless hours of hard work in during the course of this investigation. Gary and Tammy, would you like to come up? I would like to start by acknowledging District 12 Investigator Gary Stansel and OSBI Agent Tammy Ferrari. We are here today because of their hard work and tireless dedication to this investigation. In addition to OSBI and Matt's DA's investigators in my office, I want to acknowledge and thank the other agencies who are assisting in this investigation. Those agencies are including sheriff's offices in Ottawa County, Sheriff Jeremy Floyd, who's present, Oklahoma County, Labette County Sheriff, who is present here today, Cherokee, Sedgwick, and Harvey counties in Kansas, the Shakopee, Kansas PD, Chief Fagan's present here today, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Harvey County District Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northeast Oklahoma. Thanks also for assistance from National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. Thank you.
The suspect that police have apprehended, Ronnie Dean Busick, has a long history of drug arrests dating back decades. Not only arrest before the Freeman and Bible incident, but after as well. Now in police custody, in Harvey County Jail in Newton, Kansas, Busick is facing 4 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of kidnapping, and 1 count of arson. I'm sure that more charges will present themselves as the investigation moves forward. The police have also identified 2 other suspects, who have since died. Warren Philip Welch II, who died in 2007 at the age of 61, has emerged as the ringleader of this particular incident. The other suspect, David Pennington, died in 2015 at the age of 56, and has been alleged to have been involved in this crime as well. It is believed that the 2 girls, Ashley Freeman and Laura Bible, were kept alive for several days after their abduction. There have long been rumors that some prisoners came forward in the past to tell authorities about there being Polaroids, which showed the girls being held captive at a home on New Year's Eve, a day after their disappearance. These rumors have never been confirmed, but a new affidavit seems to give those rumors some merit. A 29-page probable cause affidavit claims that the girls, Ashley and Laura, were tied up, drugged, and sexually assaulted before being strangled. At least one witness claims to have seen the girls, quote, lying on a bed, facing each other, with their hands tied and their mouths gagged. This same witness claims that the ringleader of this incident, Warren Philip Welch II, took Polaroids of the girls in captivity, including some pictures of him lying next to the bound teenagers. It is said that he kept these photos, quote, like a trophy, in a leather briefcase which he would then distribute around to other drug dealers. It is believed that the home the girls were being held captive in, on or around New Year's Eve, was Welch's mobile home at 412 South College Street in Pitcher, Oklahoma, around 25 miles from where the Freeman family trailer was in Welch. It is believed that these three suspects made several statements about their involvement in the murders and abduction. The affidavit claims that the bodies of the two girls were, quote, dumped in a cellar that was later covered in concrete, but police believe that their remains might be found in a pit or a mine shaft in the area of northeastern Oklahoma called the Tar Creek Superfund. Police are hoping to extract this information from Ronnie Dean Busick, but are also hoping that someone with more information will be able to come forward. A private $50,000 reward still stands for any information leading to the recovery of Ashley Freeman and Laura Bible or their remains. If you have any information, please contact the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation tip line at 1-800-522-8017 or send an email to tips@osbi.ok.gov. Instead of making an outro this week, I'm just going to play you the rest of the press conference held just today, on April 23rd, 2018. This is Laura Bible's parents speaking about the update and their hopes for the case moving forward.
It's not stopped till we bring the girls home. I do feel like the investigators are saying there are people out there over this process that are afraid to talk because they're fearful for their life. You know, they can remain anonymous. They can make calls and talk and say, we really think you need to do this. Or back when. 2015, I took a different approach to trying to find my daughter, and I started using the online media, which really sparked where we are today in 3 years. Because it wasn't the older generation, it was their children and grandchildren that says, I might know something. And it's due to their efforts coming out that we're able to move forward. But there are people out there, I still feel in my heart that they know something. However little it might be to them, it's like a puzzle piece. But somebody knows where these girls are. And for me, I need to bring my daughter home.
I want to just say to our greatest and deepest thanks to Gary Stansel and Mrs. Farrar for their work and involvement in this case, because it was a wild mess before they became involved through all these years. And the first 15 years seemed like it was fruitless. Very little bit of information and evidence ever came forward. But through the last 3 years, the Lord has answered a lot of prayers for us. And we just want to thank the law enforcement community, not just the DA's office and the OSBI, but Craig County Sheriff's Department, all the sheriff departments and law enforcement agencies that we've dealt with through the years in Kansas too, and around the area, all the different areas. I know I'm probably forgetting someone, but I just want to thank them all for their participation and help in this case. We've missed her for a long time, but we're going to bring her home. And we're going to hold on to that. Thank you all very much.
Lauren, I want you to talk a little bit about what this has been like for you. You, as I always say to our viewers, you're a one-woman investigative team. I mean that with all the respect in the world for the 100 members of law enforcement that are here right now. But you're a one-woman force.
Well, when your child goes missing, You know, you leave it to the authorities that they're the experts. You know, unfortunately, we found out at first, sometimes they're not, or their hands are tied beyond what they can do. John Walsh told me the third day out, you have a choice you have to make. You're either going to hide in a closet, and in 6 months, nobody will know who Laura Bible or Ashley Freeman was. Or you're going to become a voice. And then 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, people will know who Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman were, because you're their voice. And that's what I decided that's what I am. I'm their voice. I was told earlier today, sometimes I seem kind of hard, you know, that I don't. He's the one that he gets tearful and I don't, because I fight. That tearful mom will be there when I find my daughter. But until then, how hard? I mean, I asked a FBI investigator, point blank, do you think the girls are suspects? Why would you ask that? How hard do I have to fight? I need to know how hard I have to fight, and it's been a fight. It's been a fight. But the only way you can do that is block everything else and go out, and that runs in. Find another lead till we get to where we can go.
I know we have reiterated this for years, but even if somebody just thinks they know something small, it could be this piece that leads to finding a body.
It's many little pieces. People overhearing things that's going to bring where we're going to find those girls. I mean, that's how we got to this point. As people talked, you could put that puzzle together. Now we need the rest of the puzzle, and it's where are the girls?
We've been blessed to have all this news media, too. We thank you all for your participation in keeping this story alive, because it's been a long, hard process for us, and we know of families, just like you said, that their cases have went by the wayside and disappeared within just less than a year. And we just want to thank you all for your participation in helping us to keep our case alive.
Yeah, I'm for the death penalty. At first 5 months out, I could have shot him myself. But that means I'm no better than they are, and I'm better than that. But the death penalty, yeah.
Lorraine, did you know who these perpetrators are? Did you know of them?
I did not know of them until I made it my business to know who they were. Unfortunately, by that time, two of them had already passed away and took their knowledge to the grave with them.
Has anyone ever reached out to you to give you information, since you do have a reward out there?
People do. We have a Find Laura Bible page that people will go on and private message us. Hey, I need to talk. I have something I need to tell you, but I don't want people to know who I am. You know, early on in this investigation, people thought I was kind of off my rocker, because I told people I talked to mediums and psychics. Those were people that had something to tell, but they were scared for their lives or scared for their loved ones. I knew people would believe that I'm a distraught mother, so that's how we covered it. But there's people out there. I mean, we've talked with people a year ago that are scared, still scared of the unknown. And we need them to come forward, stay anonymous, you know, so we can bring this to move it forward.
But Raina, were any of these photos that are spoken of sent to you once you started your social media?
No. No.
None were sent to you?
No.
Gwen, you want to come talk? He said no.
Yeah, he said no. We do have both of Ashley's grandpas and her uncle Dwayne are here. You know, it's been a long, hard, you know, time for some of the families to do it. You know, we're younger than some of them, and Dwayne, that we've been able to go out and actively be involved in it, well, some haven't, but. Pardon?
What does this day feel like? You worked so hard for it.
Day one.
Today.
Today is day one of where I got to go next. That's just how I am. Till I find the girls, I'll do everything it takes me, whether it takes my last breath, to bring them home. I have to do that.
Where they were held in captivity?
Not to my knowledge, no. And we want that. You know, we want somebody that's out there that hears this, sees it, whether it's on social media, news media, that's part of this, to have them come forward. For Jay's folks and my folks, they passed away. Jay's dad, we lost him. It'll be
2 years in July.
And he asked me, did I do enough? Should I have offered a bigger reward? Should I have done more before he passed away, like a day before he passed away? It's just, there's someone out there, there's several someones that can make this where we can bring the girls home. You know, and that's what we wish, that's what we hope. We pray to the good Lord to move and make those people, you know, pick up their phones and make that call. You know, they don't have to live in Oklahoma. They can live in Kansas, and there's a multitude of sheriff offices, Kansas Bureau of Investigation. When you step over in Oklahoma, you know, you got Ottawa County, you got Craig County. We got the investigators out of the DA office that I've worked with real close for 3 years. They'll tell you I'm a storm to reckon with. You're going to go with me, or I'm going on my own. And there's people that are here so we can try to find where the girls are and bring them home. Yeah, it's time.
Is Busick cooperating at all? Do you know?
We don't know at this time. He's not been very cooperative as of yet that we've heard, but maybe he'll come around here or be able to give us more information later on as time goes on. But like Lorene said, we're still at day one here. We might as well be at the Freeman Farm digging through the ashes right now. Again, that's kind of what it feels like. But at least we're doing something, and we're making some progress now, and we weren't back then.
If I have, well, hopefully I will get to look him right in the eye, and you need to tell me. You tell this mother to her face where my child is. Where can I go get her, or who do you know? It'll come. I'm just, like I said, I'm just that away. If any of you have children, there ain't nothing you wouldn't do for your child. You know, Laura turned 35 the 18th of April. So, you know, she's been gone more than half her life. I need a place that I can go and say that's where my daughter is. I used to go to the end of the Freeman's driveway and I'd put up wreaths, but it's just a driveway. You know, when you lose a loved one, you can go to a cemetery. I don't have that. And that's what I want.
What has the support around the world meant to you all? And you all, I know, get messages daily from all over the world. People have been messaging me since early this morning from everywhere in this country. What has that meant to you all, just the outpouring?
With the outpouring of love and support that, you know, we're here, we're praying for you. You know, we're asking God to make this be it, you know, for our family members. You know, we've watched our other kids grow up, our nieces and nephews grow up. They have careers, they have children, but they're part of that. And knowing that, you know, there's other people that are there to support you, you know, because you don't, you know, when you're into this and you get into it, there's a lot of deep, dark days. And that part brings you back out so you can do another day.
It wasn't for all the prayers from people all over this four-state area and around the world, basically. We wouldn't be able to stand up here and do these things. That I know.